Welcome to the Rides with Certainty podcast. It's me, your host, Jess Massion. Whether you're here for a long time or you're here for the first time, I hope you gain some value from this episode. Some insight into your life and how you can make your business more enjoyable. How you can show up in life in a way that is deeper and more expansive and that allows you to access more wealth and freedom, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy this episode. Share it with a friend, drop in with us, and let us know what your favorite takeaway was. I'm so excited for you to be here. This is where we do things differently. But most importantly, it's what you choose to do after listening to this that's going to have the most impact. Hi, welcome back to another episode. It's so great to have you here. And if it's your first time, hi, my name's Jess. I am a business coach and mentor, and what I do is I help business owners and entrepreneurs grow and scale their business, and in a way that feels freaking good. As women, it's so important that we grow, and for men as well, right? But that we grow and feel great in business so that business works for us, right? I grew up, I started my career in a very masculine frame. It was go to work, do the 9 to 5, work hard, stay in the office all day, work all day, no matter what, eat while you're working. It was the most masculine way of working. And what it led me to was burnout and depression and sadness. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't working in alignment with my seasons as a woman, right? So yes, it was great. And I learned a lot of skills, which I get to bring into my world of business now, which is really cool. Skills that you can't buy. Things that you don't learn in uni or school. Things that you only learn when you're in places with the biggest of the best, right? The biggest brands, the biggest leaders, the biggest companies. You learn things that you just don't find on Google, right? So I know those things. So I'm grateful for that time. But also what I've learned and what I get to teach now is creating a world of business which has more freedom. And teaching business owners like yourself, if you're listening, or if you want a potential business one day, to go, how do I set my business up for the life that I want? How do I set my business up to create more wealth without needing to continuously invest my time into it? For me, it was always, I don't want to exchange time for money, right? That's what threw me about how I grew up. I worked in hospitality for my very first job. It was a lot of work and it was an hourly rate. You go to work, you get paid an hour. You go 3 hours, you get paid 3 hours. You work 30 hours, you get paid 30 hours. If you work overtime, sometimes you get paid overtime, sometimes you don't. Right? It was a clear exchange of time for money. And that's how it was. It was time for money, time for money. And I just thought, I cannot live like this. Right? Or there gets to be another way to live. There gets to be a way to live that isn't my time is my only source of money. Like, how can I create some passive income? How can I start to create wealth and a business where I get to continue to travel, where I get to continue to have holidays and time off and work less hours and create more money? Right? This is where I started thinking. And if anyone's been around for a while, my experience is in really large product businesses. So I left my career, which was in makeup brands and luxury brands. And I went, I want to be of service. Also because, let's be real, I'm a very profit-driven person. We're always looking at numbers and there's no cost involved in service-based businesses, right? When you start a product business, there's a cost involved. And I was like, I'm going to be a bit strategic here. And realize that if I create a course or a program or something, the only cost involved is in the subscription to create the product, which is very minimal. Like, if you are a coach or a mentor or in business or service-based business, you don't have something online that can create passive income, come to me, because that's step one. If you're not thinking ahead, you're behind. Straight up. Right? It's about creating, firstly, longevity in your business, which means that you're building it to scale. It means that you're building it so that you can scale it, so that you can step away from it, right? This is how people build wealth in their businesses. And this is how you get to start thinking. And if you already have this set up, that's fantastic. Now it's automating the offers, creating a marketing calendar and a marketing plan in order to systemize and automate offers well in advance, right? There's less planning. Less planning in time, because you do all the planning in once, right? You do it all, then you just execute. It's more execution rather than thinking about it. It takes away the confusion. And this is what I always like to say with my clients. And I've been having so many strategy meetings recently with business owners, women that have been in business for a couple of years now. And they don't know these things. They don't know how to plan, and they're still guessing and they're still confused. Right? It's still so much guesswork, and it's actually just not a scalable business. What you want to do is create a business designed to scale. And that starts in the very beginning. It starts by thinking, okay, how is my product going to be built for longevity in the future? Is this profitable? Number one, if you're not asking yourself if it's profitable, you've got a hobby, not a business, right? You want to make money from it. First and foremost, that's the whole game. That's the reason we're here. To create wealth in a way that's different. To create wealth in a way that aligns for you and your heart. And I actually work with a lot of mothers. I am yet to be a mother. And the time will come. Right now I'm here to serve you guys, and I'm so here for it. But there is a lot of time that goes into being a mother. Is there not? I can imagine. I hear it from them, and my beautiful mama friends, every time I go to their house, they're unstacking the dishwasher or doing the dishes or putting clothes away. There's always something to do, right? And they're like, oh, it's just nice to do it so that it's done. And I get that. And most of these women are business owners and entrepreneurs. And it's like, okay, great. If you want to be a mom and you want to be there for your children, how are you creating space in your business to allow for that? Right? Because you do get to have both. You get to be rich as fuck and be present as a mother, because you get to have it all. Whoever told you you don't was lying. Okay. And that's the masculine frame of business. And it's okay. It's not wrong. It just doesn't work for everyone. And it doesn't have to. There is so much freedom of choice that you get to step into that we're honestly not taught about. And they don't teach you this because they know that everyone would go do it. And we do need people to stay in the system, right? Thank you for those people that are at the checkouts at Safeway. What is it called now? Woolworths. Thank you to those people because they allow us to continue. And if you're listening to this, I'm assuming you're in the 1% that are here to make a really big impact. You're not here to fuck around. You're here to go all in on your future and create change. And that is powerful. You listening to this means that you're ready for more. And it's not listening to this that's going to make the impact. It's what you choose to do after this. Are you going to be like most other people and just consume and listen? Listen to the podcast, listen to the ebooks, read the books, and then do nothing with it? Or are you going to be like that small percentage of people that actually go for it? Right. I shared this in a reel, and I'm going to share it here as well, because this is what the small percentage of people do, right? And I'm one of them. I'm going to be totally upfront. We think differently. And that's why I'm teaching you here to think differently and to act differently. So I went to the Stephen Bartlett speaking tour event a few weeks ago. It was very powerful. It's the first time I've ever heard him speak. It was great, very transformative. So it was a 3-hour event designed for strategic thinking, strategic ways of moving and creating wealth for yourself, and not just wealth, just grandness. It was so expansive. And we walked out of the stadium, and there's the car park, which is chock-a-full of people. And you have to pay for a ticket. You have to pay for your ticket. So you line up at the pay booth to pay for your ticket. And I got to the line, and there was about 20 people in the line. It was a long line. And I just stood there and I accepted my fate. I'm like, okay, fine. I've got to wait here. There's no other option. I need to pay for my ticket. So it's fine. Next minute, lady runs down the stairs. And she's like, guys, there's no line upstairs. There's no line upstairs. Like, there's no line upstairs. She was so loud and exaggerated and happy to tell us all that there was no line upstairs. I'm like, nodded at her. Thanks, babe. Head straight up. Be the first one. Buy my ticket. Go back downstairs. The shocking thing is, nobody else came. nobody else moved because it was a different option. There was a risk involved. Is she lying? I don't know. But are you going to be that person that listens to a little sign that somebody might give you that makes it easier for you and faster? Or are you going to be just like everybody else and wait? Because one version is successful and one version is not. One version is going to have you doing the same thing as everybody else, reaping the leftovers that everybody else is taking first. Or you get to be that first one. Right? It's a different game. And this is the thing. Those people at the top, I've been saying this to one of my clients, it's a very different game. There is no competition. We all want each other to succeed. Right? My success is their success, and their success is my success. We get to work together to help each other be better. Right? Yes, I'm better at this than you are. So let me help you so that you can be better, right? And it works vice versa. There is no competition. We all rise together. And this is such a hard concept to get around when you've been brought up in a world which makes you think there's only one number one, right? You do a race, only one person wins. Always. There's second place and there's third place, but there's only one winner. Sound familiar? Any competition that you've ever done? Right. Perfect. Well, it's actually not real in real life. In real life, everyone can be a winner because we're all different. Right? You cannot be the same as me, nor would you want to. And I can't be the same as you, and nor would I want to, because I get to be myself in my goddamn freaking power. And that makes me number one, right? And as we rise and rise to the top, you realize there is no top and you just get to be successful and stay in your lane, right? That's the most important part, is going, hang on, if I don't have to compete with anyone, does that just mean I get to do whatever I want and in the best way that I can and serve my community and my people in the best possible way that I can so that we're all successful? You mean I'm not actually competing with the same with someone else in a different lane? No, it's a completely different lane. Stay in yours and do it goddamn well. You know what I mean? Like, there's no competition at the top. You can look at people and go, how can I do that differently? How can I be better than them? But you're just still doing it for yourself, right? You see me. Sure, I'm sure for some of you following, if you're not following me already, follow me on Instagram. That's where we get to hang out. You get to be my close circle there. I feel like everyone, if you're on my Instagram, I feel like you're my friend. Even if you don't think we're friends. That's the vibe over there. So, what was I at? Yeah, I don't follow or I don't watch anyone's content that I feel I start to compare myself to. Right? I still sometimes do that. It's a human natural trait to compare yourself to someone. The difference is I just don't spend my time doing that, because if I feel that with someone, I just stop watching their content and then I'm back to being me, right? It's, are you consuming someone's content every single day that makes you feel bad about yourself or that makes you question whether you're doing things? Because just stop that, right? I had someone pull me up on how abrupt I am, but I don't know how not to be abrupt. Just stop it. Just stop it. Just don't watch it. Stop consuming things that make you feel bad about yourself or that make you question your ideas. Right? One thing that I'm really, really passionate about is you keep your ideas. I'm not here to tell you your ideas are wrong or that your ideas could be better. I'm here to bring your ideas to life and expand them and make them bigger. Right? You keep your ideas, and I hope they're different from other people's. So I even recommend don't looking at anybody else's content for inspiration on what you should do, right? If you are following accounts for inspiration, which is what I hope to share, and I hope you get that from following my page, is inspiring you to think differently, inspiring you to take action, inspiring you to be that change. But I'm not telling you how to do your content. I'm not telling you how you should be doing yours, because you get to do that over in your lane. And if you're one of our clients, we help you build out your own business in a way that is strategic for you and your brand. Right, so that you can scale in a way that feels deeply aligned to you, because there's so much garbage out there. There's so much garbage out there. Have you heard people say, buy my exact strategy that I used to get to 100K or by my exact sales script that I used to get to 1 million. Delete that. Delete that because you don't want to be just like everybody else. Right? And I can guarantee you that person isn't giving you everything to get to where they are because they want to be where they are. They know that you're not going to be the same as them. They know that you're not going to implement it the same as they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't be sharing it with you. So save yourself the time and start putting yourself in places where you learn how to do business your way in a way that is scalable and is profitable, right? The tools that we teach inside of our courses and programs are tools that you get to implement and personify for your own business and your own world, where you get to bring your skills to the plate. It's things you get to learn and mold to fit you personally, or fit your business personally, fit your outcome personally, right? Rather than, this is how I do things, it's, this is how you can do things better. Does that make sense? It's a totally different game. And this is what I've been feeling recently. I've been speaking so much about this that I've started disagreeing with what I've learned from my mentors over the last couple of years. Now, I've been in business since I was 21 when I started working in head office. Yeah, so before that, I'm not even sure. It was like 19, 20. I was already managing the young fashion brands in store. So I can't remember exactly what I was very young. I got into this. I've been living and breathing brand management and promotions and the inside scoop because I'm just super observant. So every offer that happened, every seasonal trend, every markdown, I'm across it. And where was I going with this? They're all different. Do you know what I mean? Not everyone has the same strategy, nor should they want to. Each brand has a completely different voice. Each brand is nothing like the next. And if they are, they're usually not that successful. Or it's about quality, or it's about customer service. There is always a point of difference. And there are many point of differences that you get to take in business. Right, just because we're being taught this one way right now, which is social media, which is whatever the fuck you're learning, there are so many different things that make a great business. And it just depends which one you want to focus on, which you get to grow yours on. Like, do you care more about customer service? Do you care about experience? Do you care about the looks of your product? Do you care about the quality of your product? Do you care about the transformation of the people that are going to get from you? Do you just care about making money and that's all, right? All of these different things get to be what excites you. And you're not going to be excited about everything the same as the next person because what? Yes, that's right. We're all different. So imagine if you just did what feels good for you. For starters, yes, we always have a strategy meeting and help you find out what is good for you. Because it can be hard sitting there on your own. You're like, Jess, I don't fucking know where to start. Like, don't worry. You don't have to do it alone. Ask for help for starters, right? I can't message you, but you can message me. And then from there, it's like, okay, cool. That's the framework. How do I build into that? How do I make it feel good for me? How do I build a business in line with my values? Well, that's where we come in. Which is really cool, really fun, really exciting. And I love when I see my clients step into this, when I see our clients really embrace this and go, oh my God, the switch that happens in them when they go, oh, I didn't realize I could just do whatever I wanted. I thought I had to do it this way. I'm like, yeah, babe, no, welcome. This is where you get to do it your way. Right, and we're here to help you make your way a great way, right? Because there are things that are important to know that a lot of people that haven't worked with a lot of brands or businesses just don't know. There are certain things that come from experience, which is really cool that I get to share that with you, right? No, you don't have to go to uni. You don't have to study. You don't have to do other programs or studies or somewhere else. Just tune into this space. Because this is where you learn all the skills that are really going to help make a difference in your business and your life, right? This is where the expansion happens, where you get to go, cool, I know exactly what to do now, or I know exactly why it wasn't working before, right? the change that happens is so goddamn fast, right? I'll have a strategy session with someone and the next day, the next couple of days, it drops in. Like, I completely get how I'm supposed to show up now. Great. There is so much intent in marketing. Are you marketing to the right person? Are you doing everything that aligns with what feels good for you? And yes, we can cross over that and you can just copy someone else's freaking strategy. But if it doesn't feel good, you're going to be pushing a freaking square brick, a really, really big brick. I don't know. Have you seen The Grinch? And he pushes that big gift bag. Thinks about Christmas movies. Grinch is my favorite Christmas movie, in case you've ever wondered. Yes, the old one, the OG. I think I like their cute little hair. What is it called? Oh, I forgot what the Grinch, what the girls are called. It's okay. The Who's. The Who's of Whoville? Okay, we're spiraling right now. Let's get back to being serious. You'll be pushing one of those up a big hill when you could just be gently gliding down the hill instead. Instead of trying to figure everything out on your own, plug into spaces where you get to learn it and implement it and be the best fucking boss that you can be and make a lot of goddamn money doing it. And, you know, money that has longevity. And really intentional, it's like your business gets to grow with you. It's not about a quick sale. It's not about a quick buck. It's about making your business able to hold the wealth, right? It's from the very beginning setting it up to scale so that you can hold that wealth that you're creating. Because otherwise, what's the freaking point? What's the point if you're not building it properly? Yes, you can make a quick 30k month. You can even like 50k, whatever it is you're going to make. Guaranteed, the next couple months, you're going to go back to zero because you haven't built the framework to hold it, right? I've seen this time and time and time and time again. And I fell for it too at the beginning, I'm not even going to lie, when I first stepped into mentoring and coaching. Because people are telling you a shitty way to do business. And that's okay, but here we get to do it properly. Right? Delete that part and just come into a space where it's actual, real, tangible advice that you get to take with you and implement. And it stays forever. Yes, it will change as the world changes slightly, but the foundations of business have stayed the same, right? The foundations of growing a business have not changed and they will continue to stay the same. The only thing that tweaks are the platforms, you know, the ways of marketing. But business growth, focusing on profit, analyzing the market, it's all the same. And it has always been the same. And it's the same breakdown or same rules no matter what business you're in. So I am really glad for my experience right now because I started my career working with product. So I'm product off by heart. I'm actually calling in some product-based business owners. So if you do some product-based stuff, hit me up because I miss it. I thought I really rejected working with makeup and now I'm like, oh, I miss it. So if anyone wants some help with that, you know where to find me. But otherwise, the last few years I've been really focusing on service-based businesses and growing startups. So I get to help people in that startup phase of their service-based industry, service-based business, build that foundation to scale as well. So it's really cool having such well-rounded knowledge of the entire freaking journey, which means we have everything for you no matter what stage of business that you're at. And I'm telling my clients this, I'm like, okay, this is right now. But come to me in a week and I'll give you more advice. Like, it's continuous expansion. Continuous expansion, meeting you where you're at for the next step. But then guess what? Another step comes and it gets even better the next time, right? It gets to be that great. Yeah. No, but seriously, I hope you've taken something out of this and I'd love to know what it was. Let us know in my DMs, or I think you can leave a little comment on Spotify if you're listening to it here, and I'm sure Apple would have something as well. Wherever it is that you're listening to this episode, leave us a little comment what your favorite thing was. If you have any questions, drop them in. It's been so great chatting with you, and I'll see you next time. Okay, speak soon.